this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Aruba Liberace, Aruba Liberace, Aruba Liberace, play mambo for me. Aruba Liberace, Aruba Liberace, Aruba Liberace, it's wild, you will agree. Aruba Liberace, Aruba Liberace, Aruba Liberace, play mambo for me. Aruba Liberace, Aruba Liberace, Aruba Liberace, it's wild, you will agree.
come. Thank you. One more time.
Oh, yeah, it's 7:07 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway. And I did identify the show at 4 minutes before the hour. Usually I do it afterwards. Anyway, we're past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. The talk break bet for this month will be Sam Spence directing the Munich Symphony Orchestra and a track that would eventually be called the Over the Hill Gang. I got off the compilation Autumn Thunder from NFL Films. It was frequently used as background music on... This week in the NFL, back in the late 60s. Anyway, just heard Liberace and Aruba Liberace from the soundtrack of the movie When the Boys Meet the Girls. Came out in 1965 on MGM. Before that, Prez Prado, another track off the Concierto Parabongo LP. Came out in Mexico on the United Artists label in 1967. And Virgin de Macarenas. Well, they had a band called The New Breed. I don't think it was The New Breed that was from Framingham, but The New Breed from Northern California, and a track called The Words Ring Back. I got the compilation Scary Business. Came out in 2001 on Ace. It was previously unreleased, recorded for Downey Records before they went down around 1967. And we kicked off the set with... The Zoofs, a band called The Zoofs, and Get to Know Yourself from the compilation Time Won't Change My Mind. Came out in 1999 on the Lance label. It was originally released as a single on the DSU label in 1967. Anyway, if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are, go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. It's one way you can get a hold of me. The other way is to email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. And you can also relive the horror. Once this show is sealed up, the playlist is sealed up, you can download the archive by going over to www.wmfo.org. And by the good graces of DMCA, or maybe not, stays there for 2 weeks. You can also check out what I played. If I'm totally indecipherable, if I can't be understood, you can go over to Spinatron look up WMFO, go over to their schedule, look up the Desperate Hours for this very date, which is February 1st. I got to run and get a record or a CD or something. I forgot to cue something up. Wait for me. Me coming up in this hour, this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. Once again, these are the Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford.
I feel good now, yeah, but can't explain. This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Thank you. lives in West Moonville, but Ernie lives with his dad. Ernie's dad is dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And buried.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ernie's job is cutting grass at the cemetery, but the vicar won't let him wear his leather jacket. And Ernie's bird gets very tired of sitting in the grass bin all the way to Brighton. Ernie's unhappy in life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So was his dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now Ernie and the vicar got on very well until the day Ernie mowed up his Brussel tops. They weren't valuable. In fact, it seems to me that Brussel bottoms would have been more meat in them. He got the sack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He bought himself a Mac.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ernie's heard of a great place to wear his Mac. Grimsby Fish Market. So he's moving. Ernie can move.
Yeah, yeah.
He learnt it from his dad. Ernie misses the vicar. You might say they both miss each other. It was a strange affair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I played Helen Shapiro earlier. Figured I'd have to play Mark Bolan at some point. Mark Bolan was in her neighborhood band, the first neighborhood band. Mark Bolan was the guitarist. John's Children from 1966, released on Columbia in the UK in that year, and White Whale here in the US of A. And Strange Affair, I got off a compilation, a best of thingy, The Complete John's Children. Came out in 2002 on NMC. Before that, you heard Patty Duke and Everything But Love. Came out in 1965 on United Artists. Malcontents before that, Motivated Action, a track originally released on the Gems label in 1967. I got off the compilation, Strum and Mental Part 3. For that, this week's song that everybody knows, The Who from 1965, and I Can't Explain, and a previously unreleased track to kick off the set by The Sonics and Good Hard Rock. I got it off the compilation, or best of, another best of thing, Fire and Ice, The Lost Tapes. Came out in Jordan a number of years ago. It was recorded in 1967. Anyway, one more break. And that's gonna do it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Oh, This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours. On 91.5 FM WMFO.
Like me, you better. up in the world I would be. But the bridge's overhead and it's a falling down on me. Chains are drawn and for me it's goodbye. You better live your life before it's goodbye. Change. Well, you think you're going someplace, but you end up somewhere strange. Well, if I made the drawbridge up in the world, I would be. But the bridge is overhead and it's a falling down on me. Chains are drawn and the means goodbye.
So scary, so terrifying, if we dare you to see the Maniacs Are Loose, the world's first horror movie made in hallucinogenic hypnovision. Hallucinogenic horrors not only on the screen, but in the audience, all around you. It's a hallucinogenic nightmare. You are put in the middle of the picture with bloodthirsty maniacs all around you. Not only on the screen, but live maniacs in the audience. All over the theater, looking for victims. Homicidal maniacs escape from an asylum. They terrorize a community. Gullible, love-starved women become their prey. And you'll see these same bloodthirsty maniacs in the audience all around you alive. For the thrill of your life, see the Maniacs Are Loose.
Thank you.
We're past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me run through the one quickly through this past set. Just heard the Wildcats from 1958 on the United Artists label and King Size Guitar. For the Thrill Killers trailer, you heard the Barons. The track I played a lot over the years. Drawbridge. I got the compilation, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Came out in Cheap Cheap. It was part of Arf Arf, and it was originally released on the Tenor label in 1967, which may put those guys from somewhere in Florida. The Teddy Boys did Don't Mess With Me, a self-release from 1964. I got the compilation, What a Way to Die. Came out on the Satan label many, many years ago. Well, that Beryl Marsden did Love Is Gonna Happen to Me. I got the compilation, Love Hit Me. Decca Beat Girls from 1962 to 1970. It was originally released on, see if it figures. Nope, not that one. There we go. Anyway, it was originally released on the Decca label in the UK in 1964. And we kicked it off with Louise Goffin's Babysitter, a.k.a. Little Eva, and Just a Little Girl. Came out in 1963 on the Dimension label. Okay, we got about 18 minutes to go. And yes, I covered my mouth. What do you think I am? God. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
Hey, Paul.
What, boy?
Where's that old dog?
Out back doing a hound dog twist.
We're gonna twist all around. But how do you do? Get hit, that spider wants a twist. Spin it with me, rock. Shake it and a twist it. We gon' shake it and a twist it. And a mother goose is twisting too. Well, little old lady that lives in a shoe, bring along your kids. We're gonna twist right through till dawn. Shake it and a twist it. We gon' shake it and a twist it.
I will, 'cause I'm a chicken. Oh, baby, chicken. Yeah. back some. Just like a fool.
Time and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop, Drek from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Okay, let me tell you what. Let me tell you about this. Last set of the evening, as I'm backed up by the Tempest out of Rochester, New York. Just heard the Entertainers. They were from the Netherlands. A track they released on the Public label there in 1965. They were channeling the Coasters and Searching. I got off the compilation Pebbles Volume CD, The World. Before that, the Ragdolls, and well, I'm Hungry. Hey, Hoagie. Came out in 1964 on the Mallow label.